I remember asking Ajahn Chah one time. He had a period of time in his practice where he just had this tremendous difficulty with lust, and just sexual, just raw sexual desire. And you know, he's been a monk for many years, and there it is, right in his face. And I remember him talking about it. And just sort of the difficulties he had, and the this constant vision. And when they were in the early days, there was a monk who was preparing his biography in Thai, and this is when Ajahn Chah was probably. Before he was 60 years old, there was one of the senior Thai monks was pulled together a short biography, and Ajahn Chah was talking about this, and the monk was sort of wrote it all down. And he came to Ajahn Chah after. He said, "We can't put this in a book," and. And Ajahn Chah sort of said, "Yeah, if you don't put that in the book, don't bother printing it." Mm-hmm. You know, because it's sort of, yeah, this is as human beings, these are, yeah, we have defilements. And it isn't as if, you know, even as you know, a monk, it isn't like, you know, you ordain as a monk and your defilements ordain with you. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just what happens. And you know, you're born as a human being. Yeah, you bring the whole package. But that's the whole point of. That's why we practice. That's why we do this practice. It's because of the, you know, the kind of habits and defilements that we have, the attachments that we have. I asked Ajahn Chah one time, I was sitting with him, and said, you've related this period of time when you had this tremendous difficulty with sexual lust, and you know, what technique or what method did you use to really get through it? And he sort of just chuckled and said, "There was no technique." So it's just patience and keep reminding myself that this has got to be impermanent, and that was enough. You know, it's not flashy. It's not, but it's actually, you know, it's real. It's kind of the nitty gritty of a practice, and just being willing to be patient. And patience is not just kind of acquiescing to something and giving up, but it's just being willing to be present with something. Being willing to be present with difficulty, but also, I mean, even if something is really pleasant and just what you always wanted, you still have to be patient, and because the tendency is to hook right into it, but that sense of patience and just being willing to be present, not getting, say, yeah, hooked into the excitement of either. You know, the elation of getting what one wants, or the depression of coming up against some difficulty, and just that quality of patience. And that's, I think, one of the things of you know, as an example of the the forest practice, Tudong practice is really learning that kind of quality of patience. There's a certain lightness of how one holds things, and a patient acceptance with what's present, but being there for it. And Ajahn Chah he exemplified it, and he taught it.